You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, it's Cleveland Browns Daily, and ladies and gentlemen, we are getting back on the road to the draft, driven by Liberty Ford. It is time now for Vic Carucci's Mock Draft 1.0 Notorious. You're on the clock.
All right. So, with the top overall pick of the draft, was I supposed to wait for you to play some
number one?
Not music, but
number one
sound.
Pick can jump the gun, though. They've had all offseason to think about what they're doing.
Handing the card to the commissioner. Going to go with Blake Bortles at Central Florida. I think he is the pick for the Texans. All those lines, all those dots connect between Central Florida and Bill O'Brien, George O'Leary, Bortles' coach. He has a good, confident feeling and understanding there. I think this Texans team is definitely going quarterback, and this is the best of the bunch.
Number two.
Seems like everyone has Greg Robinson, offensive tackle from Auburn, going to the Rams at number two, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to number two with the Rams, following the conventional wisdom. This guy is a tremendous player. He might be the best player in this draft. I've heard some scouts tell me that flat out, better than anyone at any position. The safest of the high picks to make, the Rams will do that, I think, at number two.
Number three.
I was torn about Jadeveon Clowney, the South Carolina defensive end, and some initial versions of my mock had him at the top of the draft, that the Texans would just want this difference-making impact player. But I don't think you can get away from the quarterback conversation for them, and they'll have a hard choice to make. This, of course, would open thoughts of trade because Clowney is going to be someone that multiple teams want on their club. The talk about him being a guy who, quote, takes downs off, I think is a misnomer. I think he's a guy who draws a lot of extra attention, and it is not unusual. I heard this about Bruce Smith, who, by the way, has a bust in Canton, a Browns bust in Canton, about the guy who didn't always go 1,000% or 100% on every down. And hearing the same thing about Clowney. And I'm not saying Clowney's going to be another Bruce Smith. That's blasphemy to say about a player who's never played an NFL down, but he's got a lot of talent. Anyway, he doesn't get past Jacksonville at number three.
Number four.
Well, again, if by chance the Texans pass on Bortles, I got to make this statement, I think there would be every reason to believe he could fall to this spot. And if he does, I think the Browns would have a very tough time passing on a quarterback that good if that is what the Browns think of him. And I don't know, I'm not offering inside knowledge that they are in love with Bortles any more than any quarterback, if they're in love with any quarterback. But for the sake of this mock, for the purposes of this mock, Bortles is off the board. And, yeah, there are other quarterbacks there, and I don't see this team going quarterback. And I think the next dynamic difference maker after Clowney is logically Sammy Watkins. So I'm going with him at number four.
I like it.
Yeah, and that
we're
is
moving right along so that, far. And that symbiotic.
Is, yeah, so now we are symbiotic, and that was by no intention. You and I did these separately. Now let's jump down to 35. This is where I do see the Browns getting a quarterback, and I'm going to see them going with Derek Carr from Fresno State. I believe you had Jimmy Garoppolo here. I know this spot, and you have Carr going somewhere in the first round. Where did you have Carr going?
20th.
Okay. I think he falls to this spot. And by the way, I don't have, for the record, Johnny Manziel picked anywhere in the first round, and I don't see him being picked even before Derek Carr here. I think Derek Carr goes to the Browns. I think he's is NFL-ready of any of the quarterbacks from a maturity standpoint, a football intelligence standpoint, mechanically, every other way. Not as big as you'd like physically, but I think his skill set is something that can be developed, and I think this would be a nice landing spot at 35 for him. Then looking at number 71 for the Browns, I think you had him a little lower, but I think this is a good spot for a running back, and I'd go with Charles Sims here from West Virginia. I think that was a good thought and a good choice, good compliment to have in that backfield. And I'll say this, even though the Browns signed Ben Tate as a free agent, it doesn't preclude having a complimentary running back. It doesn't preclude this being multiple guys getting time in that backfield. And, I'll even go as far as to say that we could possibly see even, you know, as one of the backs, Edwin Baker on this roster, see his share of time maybe as a specialist. But I think running backs will get multiple opportunities, and it won't just be Ben Tate all the time. Sims, if he's the pick here, or any running back that they draft, could see some time in this offense this year. And then the reports about Brandon Thomas being someone the Browns are visiting with and looking at and taking a close look at, it leads me to believe that he would be the next guy that you could pick down at, say, 83. Maybe that's too low for him. Maybe he won't be there. I think you have him higher than that,
71st,
about 10,
yep.
10 spots or more higher than I do. But I think Thomas is logical there. And honestly, I didn't know who else to put at 102, because I think you're getting to the point where, you know, now you really got to have a special feel about somebody. But your guy from Stanford, the position appealed to me. And as I looked at other inside linebackers that I have off the board by then that I don't see available at 102, Shane Scott from Stanford is as good as any to put down there. But I admittedly just kind of put him there. We'll see if it gets more refined as I see how draft grades and such fluctuate, because we're going to do revisions of these mocks. We'll do that on a weekly basis between now and the start of the draft. Amazing.
Yeah, we certainly will. We certainly will. I like it. Amazing that we had so many similarities despite not speaking at all about this in any way, shape, or form.
We see things in a different way or in a similar way. I do say and by the way, ClevelandBrowns.com, you're going to have our picks side by side, 1 to 32. There are some I think, significant differences in where we might have both guys in the first round, but we have them going to different teams.
And I also want to say, again, I think the wide receiver depth here is huge. If the team trades down, I don't know that it necessarily is locked into taking Mike Evans. They could be trading down to take the guy that they feel is the top corner in this draft. And I think you can pick up a receiver either at 26. So let's say you did that. Say you trade down and then you take Denard at cornerback. You could go that way. Maybe you get Justin Gilbert at cornerback, and then at the end of the first round, you could come and grab a Brandon Cooks, a Kelvin Benjamin, an Odell Beckham Jr. There are lots of ways and a lot of flexibility for the Browns in this draft. If you go quarterback early, I think that changes things. You're probably going to go corner or wide receiver at 26, corner or wide receiver at 35, and then you can go get your guard as we did early there in the third round. But I think those are the first four positions. I think that some combination, some order of quarterback, receiver, cornerback, and guard are going to be amongst the first four picks of this Browns team.
Yes. So coming up, we're hoping.
Vic, did you say who you're taking at 26, by the way? Somebody said they didn't hear it.
All right. And you know what? I don't believe I did.
All right. I wasn't sure.
And I'm glad you caught me on that. I thought I did jump past 26.
So let's thank C-Town Proud.
C-Town Proud, you're right. Okay, at 26, I'm picking, and thank you, C-Town Proud, Bradley Roby, Ohio State cornerback, to put him to the Browns at 26. You went corner here, too, but you went with
Fuller.
Somebody else.
Kyle Fuller from Virginia Tech.
There you go. So we were same position, but I like Roby a little bit better. I know he didn't look so good. In fact, looked pretty bad against Sammy Watkins in the bowl game, but you know what? A lot of corners have had rough day outings against Watkins. I do think Roby is someone that would be a nice fit for this team and has a good skill set. I think he's ready to step. The corner you take there has got to be a corner similar to what you said earlier. Has got to be out there to start opposite Joe Hayden. All right, so we'll either have a discussion with Sammy Watkins, and failing that, because he's getting a physical and it's all about
Andrew
timing.
Hawkins. Andrew Hawkins.
And I keep saying Sammy Watkins.
You got Sammy Watkins on the brain, Notorious.
I want to see if Sammy will come in here, too.
It'd be great to interview him.
Hey, we had his coach on. We can have him, too.
We had Dave O.
All right.
Don't be that guy.
Andrew Hawkins. And I'll stop being that guy. Andrew Hawkins, hopefully, will stop by the studio. Or we're going to do Fact or Fiction, right? We'll do one of those two, or do we skip that altogether?
I think we'll either go with Hawkins, or we'll take some calls and wrap things up, give our final thoughts.
I'm good with any of those plans.
All right. Excellent. All right, we'll be back with more wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Sun locked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can't crash my party.